USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling on Congress to act on gun legislation after the mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
Authorities in Indianapolis have identified the suspect in that shooting, 19-year-old Brandon Hole. Police say he shot and killed 8 people and then killed himself.
There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting.
Deputy Chief Craig McCart, he said that Hole was a former FedEx employee. The FBI said they spoke to him last April after his mother called them and said she thought he might try to commit suicide by cop. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
One person is dead after a police-involved shooting in Portland, Oregon. Acting Chief Chris Davis spoke about the protesters who have gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene, but at this point we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and police report that some of the crowds have been violent. Happening in Cuba.
Viva Fidel!
Raul Castro has announced he's resigning as head of Cuba's Communist Party. This ends an era of formal leadership from he and his brother Fidel. Russia is responding to U.S. sanctions. 10 U.S. diplomats are being kicked out of Russia. There's also a list of 8 current and former U.S. officials who are barred from going to Russia, including A.G. Merrick Garland and FBI Director Christopher Wray. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The trial for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is winding down, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Closing arguments in the trial of Derek Chauvin begin Monday. The defense rested on Thursday, a month before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death. Chauvin facing up to 15 years if convicted. Reacting to Chauvin not taking the stand in his own defense, ABC News legal analyst Dan Abrams tells ABC's Good Morning America.
I'll bet they discussed it a lot, but probably not a lot of debate. The problem for Derek Chauvin in taking the witness stand is he would have had to explain not just why he put his knee onto George Floyd, but why he had it there in minute 7. And minute 8, etc. And I think that there just weren't good enough answers for that to allow him to take the witness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Advisors to the CDC will meet once again 1 week from today. They're looking over cases of people who have developed blood clots after getting the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
We want to convey to the American public we have 2 vaccines that are readily available, the Pfizer and Moderna, and people should continue to roll up their sleeves to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the use of the vaccine will stay on hold until that time. 6 women have developed blood clots after receiving the vaccine. One of them has died. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.